This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
What's up, everybody? Today, my guest, he's not a rapper. He's not a singer. He's not a dancer, but he is one of my good friends, Northtown's own. Everybody give it up for Sam Yogi Mitchell. Let's go. All right, cool. What's Sam Yogi?
What's good, baby?
Mitchell. What's
north,
up, bro?
North.
Oh, what's up, man? I appreciate you coming through.
100%, bro. I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, man. So you've been stealing people's girlfriends and shit, man? What's up with that?
Not even the case, bro. It's just, you know, Vegas is one of those places, man. It's hard to find a genuine connection with someone, bro. And someone's always hiding something. Man, you know what I mean? Like, unfortunately. I've been on the wrong end of the stick the last few go arounds, bro. Yeah. But you know it is what it
so
is.
So it's like karma. So now like you fucking like other dudes' girlfriends.
Man,
that's like your get back.
Never, bro. Like, first of all, man, I would never use another man's woman as a prop in my get back. You feel me? Yeah.
Do you feel bad? Would you feel bad if you fucked another dude's girlfriend, or would you feel bad if you fucked another dude's wife, or is there a difference?
I mean, keep it a buck. It's really no difference. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we're getting this conversation started off right, bro.
I mean, no liquor, too. No liquor.
No
cap. Man, it don't make no difference to me. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, especially now, bro, you know, maybe when I was a little bit younger or something like that, you know, ready for all that wild stuff, bro. But, you know, I'm a little bit older now, man. And to be honest, bro, like, It takes a lot of energy and effort, man, to like really build a bond with another person, bro.
A lot of effort, dog.
Yeah, bro. And I'm not trying to be swinging wildly, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to conserve my punches.
Yeah, are you that's a good analogy. We're just talking about boxing. What was I gonna say? I do feel like you're in a position. How do you know when you're in a position to like give that effort, or is it like the right person?
Man, to be honest, bro, looking back on my life, it's always so random.
Yeah.
Like, it's super random, bro. It's never when you're looking for it. That's why I always tell people, man, like, just fall back, bro. Like, you over here looking for love, man, and you done ran through a whole Rolodex of bitches, bro, and nothing's popping.
It's always when you're not looking for
that's
it.
That's it, bro. I think you got to take a moment, gather yourself, and really, I think really when you're working on yourself and you're just doing your thing just to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just becomes real natural, you know what I mean?
Kind of like it's weird how that happens, because I feel you. It's always like you're trying too hard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you're forcing it,
man.
And it never.
I'm gonna pull up tonight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have the hottest gear on.
Yeah,
I got all the game. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I mean, you might tap something. You might get some numbers, bro. Yeah. But it's all like meaningless. It's all, you know.
I've always been real bad at talking to random girls.
Yeah.
Like at the bar or something, or at the club or. Well, first of all, I hate the club because I can't hear what the fuck nobody's saying. I can't hear myself think. But at a bar, like, I remember Blue Martini, I'll go in there, and I'll be like, yo, this is a hot spot for hotties.
Hey, the teeny.
Yo, and I'll be like, I would fall short every time, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what it is, bro. I just have no game.
I mean, to be honest, man, I think it's the mindset of, like, you're going into that night to holla at some females, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that fucks it all up, bro. Like, I think if you just go out to have a good time, in the process of having a good time, man, that situation, will present itself. You know what I mean? Like, that's where you avoid the thirst trap too. Is like, you know, if you that cat that's coming in, I'm gonna buy the first 6 girls I see and drink and see which one of them. Like, bro, that's lame to me, bro.
Yeah,
like,
super duper. Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Like how, like looking back on my entire 20s, how like obsessed but just like how girl crazy I was, you know, and just the perspective now that I'm older and I've been through pretty much my 20s.
Right.
It's like, yo, like, if you're, it's so simple, bro. And it's, have you ever read like pickup art of, like the art of picking girls
bro,
up
I
and
never,
shit?
I never read nothing like that.
I had a phase where I was into that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the art of seduction. I read that book and all that.
Beat them up and then beat them down and pick them up.
Yeah, type shit. Like treat them like they're, like, bro, it's funny because that shit, because there's people on YouTube,
yeah,
dudes like, corny dudes. It's always like
super corny
with like a real deep V neck and
bro,
like
someone's paying for that.
Yo, and they're like, but yo, they go out and I don't, you know, you never know if it's staged, but they go out and they film themselves picking up on like random waitresses and shit. And yo, it's like, yo, your little method works, bro.
Yeah, but like, I also feel like a lot of that has to do with like playing the odds too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to put yourself out there. You know
what I
mean?
It's like, a numbers game. Yeah. Everything's a numbers game. You talk to 100 girls. You're going to get one number, bro.
Man, everybody want to be Kobe, bro, but ain't everybody ain't out there shooting. That's for sure.
That's a good analogy. For real. Analogies on deck, bro.
And I'm sober, I swear.
Yeah, bro. I'm so happy we're doing this sober because I got to start doing more of them sober because, bro, like, when I'm getting lit, like, the last one with Rico and not D-Cross, P-Fire, bro, I was tuned up. I was in here tuned up, and I listened back to it, and I was like, oh, it was cringy because I wasn't responding like how I would respond.
Right.
I was kind of like off track sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
You were
like,
somewhere else. And had to get back.
Yeah, I was just like, and then I listened back to it, and I was like, oh my god, but. I don't know, but
don't beat yourself up too much, man. The podcast is going real well, bro. I mean, it's wild to be here and to share this space with you, bro. I mean, I've known you since you was a youngster, you know what I mean? And to see you really, gravitate towards something and do something with it, bro. That's
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you coming and fucking with me, man. It's we said this has been in the works for like. What, 2 months? No, since we started the shit, pretty much.
Man.
Yeah,
you know,
so since June, bro.
I think I hit a comment on the first video, keep them coming, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I appreciate it, so I had to get you on here. And yeah, like you said, we've been friends since over a decade.
Yeah, but I mean, I consider you like a little brother, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, same thing with your big brother, Keaton, that was like a brother of mine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit, your dad, you know,
the whole family,
man.
Shout out to your moms, too. Shout out to Mo, too.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know?
Yeah, man, shout out to Pops, everybody. It's been so crazy just to, like, when you think about it, you grow up with people and you see like people grow and become like who they are and
the evolution
of people. But it's like when you're still the same Sam to me, you know. It's like all that extra shit, like if I didn't know you you know, back in the, or like if I kind of knew you back in the day and I knew you now with all these tattoos and dreadlocks, I would be like, oh, he's totally different.
Right.
But you're not. It's the same shit. Like, we change and evolve, but we still remain the same at the same time.
I think that's a key tenet of life, man. Like, you know, it's very important to grow and to move forward, man. But, you know, there's always going to be a piece of you that's essential, man. I think a lot of people lose that in their job or maybe in their relationship or, you know, in the quarantine and everything that's going on. Everybody's in their own head, you know what I'm saying? And like, man, just believe in yourself, evolve, grow, man, but don't ever lose sight of where you came from, you know?
Yeah, where do you... North Town. So where do you feel like that comes from, though? Is it like your home, like, base and what you base your character off of?
To be honest, man, I can pinpoint it for me. It's my mom, bro. Like, you know, I'm just like my
the
mom.
The goat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like my mom, man. I got a huge heart, man. And, you know, I do things from the heart.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that gets you puts you in a position where, you know, people take advantage. You know what I mean? And, you know, I seen my mom get taken advantage of my whole life growing up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether, you know, it was, you know, my dad trying to get over or a boyfriend or her job or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, man, like, there was nothing that anyone else could do to my mother that would change the person that she was, man. Yeah, so, like, that was always the mantra I kind of lived by, man. It was like, I can't let the actions of somebody else, you know, change who I am, ever.
Yeah, you don't want to become, like, bitter and start hating the world and hate everybody. Right.
And I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, and I've been there, man. But, like, I, you got to catch yourself, bro, because that's just tiring, man. Yeah. It takes a lot of energy to be upset.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like it takes more energy to ignore somebody than but shout out to your moms, though, because I've heard stories from people that, like, I never even thought of that your mom, like, yo, bro. My boy Sion, he was telling me the story, like, you know Sion De Niro? He's a videographer out
there.
Yeah. So he went to Legacy with me, but he was telling me, I don't know how we got on the topic of your mom, but maybe it was on your birthday or something, and I called him or something, I told him where I was or whatever, And then he was like, yo, his mom got me out of jail. Like, I was about to, like, go to jail. And then she came in out of nowhere and just vouched for me. And then they let me go. I was like, yo.
Because that's the thing, man. My mom, she does everything from the heart, including her job, man. Like, you know, she's a juvenile probation officer. And, you know, my whole life growing up, she was a nurse. You know what I'm saying? She worked as a nurse. She worked, like, 6-7 days a week. Like, I don't know how she did it, man, because I've never seen her except for – at my, like, football, baseball game, rest. Like, my mom never, it's crazy, bro. As much as she worked, bro, she never, ever missed a game. You know what I mean? It's like, I could always count on her being in the stands, man. But, bro, I remember when she graduated, going into it, she specifically chose to go into the juvenile ranks because, man, she wanted to help these kids out. You know what I mean? Like,
she's the perfect person to do it, bro.
Yeah, man. You know? Like, I know, you know, you was around, I went through my wild years, and she had a lot of experience.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
A probation officer.
She had a lot of experience, bro. And I think she felt like where I was at in my life after school and a lot of the shit that I was doing and I was into, I think she felt truly that she failed me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she went into going in there and helping these kids out, man, and like, you know, from the stories that, you know, I've been in juvenile lockup, you know what I'm saying? So I know the deal, and the stories you hear from everyone else is, man, like, you go in there and it's just like jail, you know, you're just a number to these people. They don't give a fuck about you, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're shoveling you in and out. They're not worried about you getting any better, man. They're just, you know, you just do your time, you get out, and then from there you learn a bunch of other bullshit while you're locked up, and now you're 10 times worse, you know what I mean? And my mom, you know, she went in there and she started opening up programs, and they're playing games, and they're taking them out, you know, once a month to go play baseball at the park. Yeah, and, you know what I mean? Like, all sorts of stuff. And, you know, my mom knows everybody by their name. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, man, I had a, you know, back in the day when my mom first became a PO, I'm out partying, random party on the east side, run into some Mexican dude, we chilling, having a good time, man. And then we get to, I don't know why, but we get to talking about family and shit. And he's like, he heard my mom's name. He's like, Vanessa Mitchell? I'm like, yeah. He's like, man. He's like, bro, that was my PO, bro. She, bro, you have no idea, bro. She saved my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my mom didn't give a fuck about me. Nobody cared about me. She sit me down and, like, really talk to me and ask me what I want to do in my life. Yeah. And
it's so important for young people.
Yeah.
You know, because you do hear those horror stories of, like, probation officers, or not just probation officers, but, like, just adults in the kid's life that don't take the time to sit down and talk to you. But it's also, like, important that an outsider comes in and, you know, for troubled youth that come in, because sometimes you're not going to listen to your parents, but you'll listen to somebody else, you know, strangely, but your mom is so, like, she's an angel, bro. I remember when I ran away in the eighth grade, bro, she was the only one that came look for me.
Bro, so funny story about around the same time, man, my boy Eric Crawford, shout out to my boy Eric, man, he was on house arrest, and this is before she was a PO, but he was on house arrest, but, like, you know, he was really getting into it with his stepmom, and, you know what I'm saying, they wasn't treating him right and all that stuff, so he wound up, that was, like, my boy. He wound up running away, cut his anklet off, showed up at my house. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm like, my mom's like, man, what the hell is Eric doing here? Like, I know he's in trouble. I'm like, man, I was like, I just told her straight up. I'm like, mom, you cut his anklet off. Yeah. I'm like, she's like, well, shit, he can't stay here. I was like, I know. I was like, but I'm finna. She's like, I'm about to take him. We're gonna ride. And we're just, she's like, all right, that's your friend. Take him. You know what I mean? Like, even though, like, she's a stickler by the rule type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to family and friends and, like, being that person for someone else, man, like, she understands, you know what I mean? So it was always a weird, like, give and take in my house, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you think that's because that Southern hospitality she comes from?
100%.
Yeah.
100%,
that's
bro.
A beautiful thing.
100%, bro.
We don't know about that, bro. We don't out here, like, it's not, we don't even know the motherfucker, anybody living around you.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
like we saw earlier, the cats that took my Amazon package, like, I don't even know what they look like, bro. Yeah. And they live directly across the street. Never seen them.
Not
one
time. Don't know their name, their history, nothing.
Didn't plan on seeing them until I had to go knock on the door.
You know what my mom does? My mom, she just moved into a new house, well, like, 2 years ago, but she, like, brings her neighbors cookies.
That's dope, though,
it's,
man.
It's super, like, dope. Like, it sounds corny and, like, outdated, but, you know, it's more so important because you do want to know who the fuck you're living around. You know what I mean?
For sure.
For a lot of different reasons. For a lot of different reasons, whether it's, like, I want to be aware if you're a weirdo.
Right.
Or, it's like, if I'm gone, and can I count on you to watch my house? Or,
right.
can I count on you to call me if you need something or same vice versa?
It's that same thing at the job, you know, like it's like that weird cat at the job. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm always nice to that dude.
Be nice to that motherfucker.
He gonna let me know. Hey, yeah. Next Wednesday, bro, don't come to work. You feel me? Like we on the level, you know what I'm saying? Like But that, like you said, that goes back to my mom too. Like, it don't matter if you're the CEO or the janitor, man, like I treat everybody the same, man. I treat everybody the same.
Why do you think out here in Vegas we don't do that?
I think out here, man, everybody's so stuck in the grind. Everybody's so focused on what's next, man, that they don't even see what's in front of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can 90% of the people in your phone book or in your contacts right now, man, you can hit them up right now and ask them what it is that they want in life in the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And the second that they have it in front of them, man, they'll forget it was ever on the list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, everyone's chasing a whole lot of nothing, man. Like, you know, I always said growing up, like, you know, I'm not big on like clothes or shoes or all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know how to dress myself, man, but that shit's just not important to me. You know what I mean? Like, I spend my money on memories.
I feel you.
I spend my money on memories,
bro.
I feel that. Instead of you know, waiting for the exclusive drop of the next two Jordans, man, I'll take five of the homies and put them in a car and we go somewhere.
Yeah.
We hop experience. On a plane and go somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to have that experience forever. Yeah,
for sure, man. Like, you know.
100%. It's funny you say that because like I just tweeted out something today. I said I still dress like the way I dressed in high school. Like, I need help, but I say that in the sense of I don't want to think about it either.
Right.
Like I would rather wear the same T-shirt. Like, sometimes I want to get fly.
Right.
You know, but
from
at the same time,
from time to time.
But I don't want to think about it. You know what I mean? And because it's not important to me. But I mean, it is though. Like, it is. Like, the thing is, like, I like fashion. I love fashion.
But you're not going to invest no time in it.
It's just like, I love shoes. I love it all. But like, I don't like it on me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or maybe it's just, I don't have, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe we just didn't come from that world. You know, maybe we didn't grow up with influencers that
I grew up grind stack, you know what I'm saying, re-up stack, okay,
it's like you're not worried about that, but I mean, we all have different interests, so you know, I get it, like, you know, people really interested in that's cool
for
you know?
Sure
but
like you said, it's a different way of growing up too, like being from Northtown, bro. Like, I don't know about you, but I wasn't trying to walk around super fly every day, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we pray on that cat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got a pair of shoes stolen out of my locker for sure.
You dig, bro? Yeah. Like, just silly stuff, bro. Yeah. I'd have had someone try to snatch a hat off my head and take off running. You know what I'm saying? At Steve's Pete, at Bueno Park, man.
Yeah.
Back in the day, bro. I'll never forget. White Sox. I'm walking, bro. I'm walking down the, you know, like the walkway at the top of the hill, bro. I'm walking. It's a random dude.
It's a random cat
walking past me, bro.
That's some bold shit.
And as soon as he get, like right here with me, he snatches shit, take off running, bro. Boom. Yeah. I take off running, try to get through the park. My fat ass couldn't catch up to him, bro.
That hurt your soul. That's some disrespectful shit.
And that's the thing, and it hurt, bro. Not because of the hat, not the money spent on the hat. Yeah, like, anybody know me growing up, bro? I had any hat, every hat imaginable, bro. Like, that was my one fetish growing up. I loved hats, bro. Yeah. Fitted, you know what I'm saying? But like, it wasn't a hat, bro. It was, like you said, it was the disrespect. Yeah. Like,
especially
at Steve's Park, like, bro, that's the home turf, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just happened to be like in the middle of the day, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, none of the homies were there because, you know, at its height, man, shit, it was probably like 100 little homies from Steve's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was deep, bro. Like, he could have chosen any other day to do that shit, and he would have turned around and ran right into an ass whooping. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's cool. He got it. You know what I'm saying? I hope he enjoyed it.
Yeah, that park was definitely active. That whole little area with C Strand and Antonello Park and all that shit, bro.
Yeah,
that's been active for a while. I mean, we grew up right there.
Yeah, bro. I mean, shit, I went to what's that Lee Antonello? Shit, I went to, you know, I moved around a bunch. You know what I'm saying? I'm Northtown, Eastside, back and forth my whole life, man. Bro, since I moved out here in '95, but yeah, bro. Like, I you know, because I've lived in old Northtown too. You know what I'm saying? Walnut and Cary. And like,
the nutty, bro.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, I think a lot of people lose sight just because everything looks newer and it's in a more developed area. It's not the same vibe.
Yeah,
it's like, motherfuckers gotta understand, bro. Like, everyone that was living in the nutty, bro, they all pushed into New North. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, half of the housing in Aliante, that's all Section 8 housing now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it might look nice,
weird.
But that was the thing that made it dangerous. It's like, you could really, like,
duck off.
You can really catch yourself getting real comfortable, bro, and then get whacked. You know what I'm saying? Like, bam. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, trust me, I know. I done got it for you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's a very weird, like, dynamic. And like you said, it's well-developed, looks well-developed. But it's a combination of a lot of, I don't know, it's like a little melting pot over there.
Yeah, for sure. Because you guys definitely got some people over there that's doing real well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got real good people over there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, man.
But it's not, you don't know what you're going to get over there. You know?
It's like, at least if I'm walking down, at least if I'm on Civic Center and I hit a left on Belmont, like, I know what I'm getting into. You know what I'm saying? Like, here you might be, oh, it's so pretty over here. And then, bam, burner in the face. Like, man, wallet, keys, all that.
Yeah, bro. I don't know, man. Growing up, in Vegas has been when I would go to other places, people think you live in a hotel, bro, and all that extra weird shit.
To this day, bro. Yeah. To this day.
But when I go, to this day, for real?
Bro, to this. Well, you gotta understand, bro. I'm from a town, man, where, like, I'm gonna say maybe 60% of our population, bro, ain't never left city limits.
Kentucky, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to Kentucky.
Yeah, never just seen what the fuck, just seen the
Some
strip.
Some of them niggas don't
Fremont.
Know what Tennessee look like, bro, and it's 30 minutes away.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
That's wild to me, bro. Like, to be honest, bro, I'm lucky, man. Like,
yeah.
And it's weird. My dad actually caught a case, which is why we wound up moving, and he joined the military and, like, changed the whole course of my life, bro. Because God only knows, bro. If I grew up there, you know what I'm saying?
Being biracial, too, you think that would have, like, is there a lot of biracial people out there?
It's almost like its own community. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but it's like you get a lot of that. It's a lot of hate. You know what I mean? Because especially back home, you know, it's black women. Oh, you having a child with a white woman, you trading, this and the third. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't ever fall out on the kids. You know what I'm saying? But like you get to see all that play out. But I'm gonna keep it a buck, man. Like, growing up biracial, just at all, man. I think it's definitely difficult and different everywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
I would think the South, because I never really been in the South, like Kentucky, places like that, especially small towns.
Yeah.
From the outside looking in, I see it as, the tension is a lot higher.
Yeah, man.
I mean, especially right now, but just over the course of, like, you know, it's like you, it's not, it's like, way different than out here, you know?
For sure, man. Like, and you're not wrong, bro, but at the same time, man, I think that's all, that has to do with the devices of the media, man. Like, it's just really not that bad, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I've been to South Carolina and that's something like 2-3 years ago, and went out to the restaurant, and it didn't say whites only, it said whites preferred on the window.
It said whites preferred.
Yeah, so like, don't get me wrong, like that's just still going down, man. But like, I feel like we're at a point. Nah, not at all, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I did enough damage just by walking up to the door. You feel me? Put a little stain on the spot, you know. What'd he say? How much for these pies right here?
Oh, my God, dude. That's so bad.
But, yeah, man, I feel like we're at a point in life, man, or in the world or whatever you want to call it, man, where, like, I feel bad for people who have that mindset, man, because, like, you really cut off a huge portion of the world to yourself, man, and you don't even know it. Because, for someone to, like, hold on to that animosity, that's something that's got to be taught at a young age. Yep, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's inherited.
Or something that happens, you know, through a traumatic incident, but at a young age. You know what I mean? And, like, so again, like, to me, that's someone whose growth is forever stunted.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you're missing out. Like if you, like, think about if you hate Mexicans, bro. Like, bro, yo, you know how much
had a
food?
Taco,
you ain't
like,
no
like,
tacos, bro. Come on,
Come
on, dog. Like, you ain't hit Roberto's ever in your life. You're lying.
Fosto's, Pepe's. Yeah, come on, man. Come on, bro.
Black people too. Like, the food is phenomenal.
You ain't never
the
had a smothered pork chop. Come on, brother.
Yo, I remember at your house your house was the first time I ever smelled chitlins.
And that's crazy because they was made by a white woman.
No, they were made by a white woman. But but down south is that, like, everybody makes them, right?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
It's like a southern thing, right?
For sure, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's more heavily favored in the black community.
Oh, for sure,
I mean, you know where it comes from, man. You know, it's just the extras from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But, to be honest, bro, you could put my mom in the kitchen with any other black woman in America, bro.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference,
yo,
man.
She throws down, bro. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's crazy because, like, you know, people talk about the hood pass, whatever. Like, my mom's got a certified pass back home. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom and my dad, they've been divorced since I was 7 years old, bro. They've been divorced for 25 years, bro. Mm-hmm. My mom is at my dad's mom's house right now.
Oh, work.
Like, yeah,
that's
like,
a beautiful,
you know,
thing,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's more welcome there, and not just with my grandma, but with my aunts, everything. Yeah, like, yeah. She's like more welcome there than he is. You know what I mean? Like, like when they split up, they was like, "Keith, you're tripping." You know what I'm saying? You're tripping. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she can't do no wrong.
Yeah. She can't really.
Nah,
bro. She
man.
Can't, bro. She's so funny too, dog. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, like the media. So be honest with me right now. Are you gonna vote?
Nah.
Right. I'm going back and forth with it too, because a lot of people, the more I have this conversation, the more like it gets weird, because people really get upset when I say I'm not going to vote.
Isn't that weird? How people get upset
over something that's my choice.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, but it's weird that, first of all, I think it's weird that it's a choice. I think we should all be required to vote, because like we're required to pay our taxes. We're required to. Are we? No, we're not. I mean, you could take that risk if you want to. Yo, them taxes, boys, so crazy.
You better have that lawyer money.
Hey, they'll come get you for that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we're required to pay our taxes. We're required to show up for jury duty. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just like, these are like our public, almost like services. Like, these are our public like contributions that are required, which I'm not totally against, obviously, because taxes are good, you know, as long as they're allocated the right way, are necessary in a society. But like voting, we all should be required to contribute our votes. But it's weird that that's not required, because it's like they don't want us to vote.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely engineered that way, man. Yeah. I think it's a double-edged sword, right? Because like, do you really want everybody voting? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you really? And I don't want to.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to get like super crazy, disrespectful, nothing like that. But like, I mean, you know, it's bro, especially out here, bro. It's some IQs out there that are questionable. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. There's a lot of idiots.
And it's crazy. Like, and I don't want to say that from a place of like, you know, I'm the smartest dude in the world, because it's not the case. But you know, at the end of the day, man, especially when it comes to politics and stuff like that, man, like some people just like. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to hear your opinion about the Monday Night Football game, let alone who should be the next president. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill.
I feel you.
Like, you know what I mean? Figure out your baby mama situation first, man, before you tell me who I can and cannot vote for. You feel me? Like,
yeah, but you know what? It's funny, because when you listen to those people, like, I started to not dismiss them as much. You know what I mean? I started to realize, like, wow, people are fucking... like, just so uneducated, or not even uneducated, are so lazy to even educate themselves or do any research, or just, you know, the only thing they know is what's, one, somebody else tells them, you know? Yeah. And I tweeted this the other day. I love asking people to elaborate.
Yeah, what's your source?
Yeah, because when you do that, they're like, you quickly realize how people do not know what the fuck they're talking about.
Alexa,
you know?
I said, hey, Alexa,
come
what's
on,
the,
man, yeah. Come on, man. So it's just so funny, because we're so lazy, you know, as far as like investigative, you know, finding the knowledge for ourselves, and then deciphering whether what's true. Questioning our sources, and I think it's super important. You always got to question your sources.
Yeah, man. And at the end of the day, bro, like, you know, everyone gets so caught up on this red or blue, you know what I'm saying? But, man, the country is ran by one, and that's green. Yeah. And, like, regardless of what side is in the office, man, they're going to continue to maneuver and operate the country in the sense of a business, you know what I mean?
Yep.
We're numbers. We come second, you know what I'm saying? And the moment that we're no longer able to contribute, you know what I'm saying, we're forgotten, you know what I mean? So...
yeah, it's like those list of companies that support Trump.
Yeah.
Like, why do you fuck? Because Trump made more millionaires than any other president. You know what I mean? Trump is pro business owner. He's
for sure.
He's, you know, those taxes and shit. You know, it's like there's different. You know, companies should be rewarded for providing jobs and shit. But you know, I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter by any means.
Hey,
but you know, it's like you can't. There's things from both. That's why the bipartisan thing is. Is like
it's whack as fuck.
It's outdated. And why? It's so funny to see Biden and Kamala Harris together after they was just thrashing each other.
And like, not only that, it's like, man, you know, don't get me wrong, bro. Like, I don't have a horse in the race, man. But I mean, Trump is alive, and that's what Biden looks like. He's on his last leg. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, if there's one thing that the country doesn't want, and that's to have any type of, like, unstable leadership, man, where someone like China or whoever could take advantage, because, like, a lot of people don't realize, man, but China owns almost all of our debt, bro, and they're just ready to – all they got to do is cash it in, man. We're in a lot of trouble, so.
Yeah, I've been saying if Biden wins, Kamala Harris would be the first woman president because Biden ain't gonna last.
He ain't gonna last. They win. She ain't gonna let him last.
Well, you see what the presidency did to Obama?
Boy, what it does to all of them, bro. Like it's a, and like what's so wild is like I don't even think it's because like everyone's like, oh, it's this, you know, this crazy vigorous job. Yeah. And to be honest, I don't even think it's that. I think it's like everything that they thought was the presidential office before they got there.
Yeah.
There's something that happens after they win and they're sworn in when they're giving the rundown of like, all right, here's all the black operations that we're running.
Yeah.
Here's where we're keeping the fucking aliens.
Yeah.
God isn't real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we wrote the Bible.
Bro, I think that shit wears. Like, and then you have to like keep quiet about it for 4 years and just lie out of your teeth to people.
No, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's the people that you swore up and down you're going to take care of. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, don't get me wrong, most people going into politics, they don't really have much of a heart anyway, you know, or at least by the time you get to that level, that's been removed. But like, they're still human beings, man. You got to think, like, that shit does take a toll.
Yeah, I think both parties aren't really interested in. I think Trump is just on a power trip. He just needs power. You know, it's more so about power and
true American
and celebrity. So his celebrity, no, for real, he's the ultimate American, bro. He's the ultimate American. He's the biggest celebrity this country has ever seen.
And I think that makes people angry, bro. But it's so weird because they don't realize, like, y'all did that.
Yeah, we like, bro, we loved him, bro.
Bro, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Bro, we loved him, bro. Everybody wanted to be Trump. Everybody wanted his wealth. Everybody wanted to be brash like him. Everybody wanted to be outspoken and just not giving a fuck and be rich as fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but Biden, I feel like Biden is really just continuing his, like, trying to be president for his career.
Like, he's trying to continue some sort of legacy. Like,
yeah, like, man. Well, it's like he's been vice president and he's had a whole life in politics and this is the top.
This is it.
And he has to get there. It's like a boxer just box until he's 40 until he gets his title shot. You know, even though he don't need to be, he has no business being in that ring. No. He just wants to get that belt, just to say he had the belt, just to say he was in. You know, say he was the president. But we don't need people like that, bro.
Tyson
Roy Jones, bro. We're switching topics quick, bro. I thought it already happened. I'm gonna keep it real. I forgot I stopped following it because it just kind of started to seem like ridiculous. But I lost interest a little bit.
It's starting to get wild, man. I guess like the IBS getting involved. They're trying to put a belt on the line. Like they're trying to do something to lure these old heads out of retirement.
Well, you know what they're doing is boxing is.
It's dead, the decline, bro.
And now they're trying to bring all these old boxing fans back to life.
That's what we were talking about before the podcast, man. It's like boxing is dead, bro, because you got 9 divisions, you got 4 belts in each division, then you got 2 interim champs in each. Like, bro, who's the champ?
Yeah.
Who's the champ? Yeah. When Muhammad Ali was the champion of the world, he was the champion of the world. There wasn't some guy in Bulgaria who some people thought might have been better, maybe, because he was a European. Like, no. Everybody fought everybody, what I mean?
Why is it just different organizations? Or?
Well, I mean, I think what happens, you got different organizations, right? But all that is a cash grab, right? It's like the NCAA. The NCAA has never let another governing body come in because why? They had to split that money. You know what I'm saying? They ain't having it, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you have all these different governing bodies, and I think the initial thought behind it was you give more people the opportunity to become a champion, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, that's great. But I think that's also a byproduct of like the world that we live in now, man. Where we give people, you know, participation medals, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't know about you, bro. But like, you know, we used to wrestle and stuff back in the day, man. I remember, bro, being in a wrestling tournament and getting second place and being some really good dudes on the way, bro, and being pissed.
It should be.
I didn't come here to get second place, bro. Like,
you shouldn't have
keep
that
this shit, man. Like,
we're protecting people's feelings, or are we trying
to create champions, bro? Yeah. And I'm not even just talking about like in sports, but like, are we trying to create champions in life, bro? Do we want when you go to Starbucks and you get your coffee? I want to get my coffee from a champion. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. Straight up, bro.
You want the best.
If you're going to wash my tires, you're going to wash my car, man, I want it to be a champion, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that all starts young, bro. But we just let so many people off the hook.
Yeah, for real.
So many, bro.
I don't know why, though. Is it just, like, is it cancel culture? Like, or people afraid to get, like, of the backlash? Because now it's public backlash. Like, if you treat your kids a certain way, I don't know.
I think in sports, like, I think that shit started in, like, the coach that's also a parent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and their kids' ass, bro.
And they always are, bro. They're just trash, bro. And their dad's got like all this love and passion for the game, man. And like, gotta get him in. You know what I mean?
Like, a kid wants to go home and play the flute and shit.
The most frustrating shit in the world, bro, is like playing Little League baseball, it's like, oh, this kid has to get in one at bat and one half inning, or else y'all forfeit the game. It's like, what?
Yeah, man.
What is that?
I mean,
what happened to tryouts, bro? What happened to get cut from the team? What happened to like not even making it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, then you get your Michael Jordans and shit.
Bro, I used to dread that. Like going into high school, I'm like, fuck, man, I can just think of the list on the locker. Like.
No, yeah, for sure. Because before you even step into tryouts, you're gonna really contemplate like, do I really want to do this?
Yeah.
Because I'm putting myself at risk of failure right now.
For sure.
If I'm not like, if I'm not, first of all, if you're not strong enough, you're not going to do it. And you know what I'm saying? You're going to fall by the wayside anyway. And this is what I was talking to T-Rab about being honest with people and artists and everything. Like,
shout out to T-Rab.
Yeah. If you're like whack, sometimes you need to be shitted on and told you're whack. You don't need a participation medal because it's doing nothing but enabling your whack ass to continue with the whack shit. So, you know, it's like, you know, it's just, it's like,
I
grew up getting bullied, right? You know, by my brother and my brother's friends and, you know, even my friends, right? But you know what? And at the time, a lot of times it would be hell. You know what I mean? Like, I would be bruised up from just getting beat up, like doing body shots, you know? And but now, bro,
I'm
tough, bro.
Exactly.
But not just like physically, mentally.
Mentally,
you know?
Because you have to endure some stuff and then get through it.
You know, it's like, it translates into life where it's like, you know, you people need to get bullied, bro.
Bro, you gotta, like, at the end of the day, like, everyone has to have that get off the canvas moment, man. Like, if you've never been put down, man, like, you haven't even started the fight yet, bro. Like,
yeah.
And hey, I feel sorry.
Instead of
it's coming.
Yeah, for real, bro. Instead of teaching your kids how to go tell the teacher that somebody's bullying you.
My mom would have whooped my ass if I snitched to the teacher said somebody was bullying me.
Yeah.
What'd you do about it? I swear to God, bro.
So
a lot of people don't realize that, man. But like my mom, as tough and as crazy as my dad was, you know what I'm saying? My mom was the tough one. You know what I mean? Like I rolled my ankle. I remember this to this day, man. We used to practice over there by JD Smith at Harkey Park. Mm-hmm. North Las Vegas Bears, man. And I twist my ankle at practice, and I thought I broke it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still young in sports, and it hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's out there in that little soft dust dirt? Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm, man, it's broke. I'm on the sideline.
Screaming.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Man, my mom, bro, I shit you not. My mom came over there with a fistful of dirt already in her hand. She threw that shit on my wrist and told me, get my ass up and get back into practice.
It's so crazy how your brain just was like, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah, good. Especially if mom's is like, you're good. Like, oh, damn. Yeah. Like, now I feel like a punk.
Yeah, but that it teaches you a valuable lesson, too. It's like, it teaches your brain a lesson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you hurt or are you injured?
Yeah.
You know, like, are you going
to... For sure.
You know what I mean? And it's... I mean, I don't know, bro. But people be protecting their kids, like, overprotecting, like, you know, especially now with the screens and shit.
Yeah.
Just here goes a tent. The iPad, you know what I'm saying, a laptop behind that, and then the TV behind that. Yo, you getting like hella pixels
Nintendo
right now,
Switch,
bro.
Come on, man.
It's too much, bro. You got a nephew. Do you like, are you aware of that?
But like at the same time, though, man, like, that's my daughter's child, or my daughter's child. That's my sister's child, man. Mm-hmm. So like, I never like, you know, cross that line and tell her how to raise her kid or anything like that. But like, you know, I definitely try to, like, when I'm around, you know what I'm saying? I try to make sure I put that bass in my voice when he's fucking up, or you know what I'm saying? Because he's hyper. He's got that energy, man, and this won't get him in some trouble a little bit later on, you know what I'm saying? But again, it's not until he gets in trouble and learns from it to where he'll realize, you know, where to go from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, definitely, like, you know,
get your kids out fucking side, man.
Yeah, but he's not really huge on. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's just like all the other kids nowadays at that age. Like, he's really proficient with all that stuff. But you know, if it was up to him, he's outside.
Yeah.
The problem is he's just so damn active, man. Yeah. It's like, hey.
Well, the problem is there's no other kids outside. You know what I'm saying? All the other kids is inside playing PS4 too. Like, that shit is fucking crazy, bro. Like, your kids need to scrape up their knees. They need to fucking get hurt. They need to break their arm. You know,
play some tag.
Get in trouble a little bit. Go egg some houses. You know,
because I mean it's crazy, man. Like if you think about it, and the quarantine, the COVID stuff definitely didn't help, bro. But like we're in a, even as adults, like our generation and the one right below us, man. Mm-hmm. Like we're at a point now, bro. I was telling my homie this other day. I was like, we're at a point now, man. We're like, bro, 10 years from now, like people will look at people who met like organically in person, those would be the next biracial people.
Yeah.
You know, so like, or next biracial couples, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, wait, like, you mean you guys like spoke in person and met somewhere out in the real world on the internet? You know what I'm saying? It's wild. And it's the same thing for the kids. It's like, we're going to get to a point where some kids haven't had their first physical friend until they're 15 years old. You know what I mean?
Because
school's now online. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Kids are getting proficient and comfortable with talking to people on Zoom. And
they don't even
I still won't like video chat someone down. It makes me feel awkward. I'm like I'm there, but I'm not there. Like I can see you, but I can't. You know what I mean? I'm gonna just pull up. You know, like.
No, I think our generation, we're the transitional people, which is crazy when you look at it, the history of humans. Like we were born like, not pre-internet, like where it was like, you know, fucking house phones on, you know, the little thing. But I had house phones growing up.
Yeah,
as a kid.
I had house phones. We had the dial up. We had the AIM.
Dial up or the AOL, the AIM, burning CDs.
Yeah.
Or just going to your friend's house and knocking on the door randomly after school after you do your homework.
Memorizing
phone numbers. You know, it's like, you know, and we lived during that transitional period to what we are now, and you see how
that's wild, bro.
How crazy the internet, and we take it for granted. You don't think about how fast the internet has accelerated and where it was like with the flip phones to where that wasn't that long ago.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
In the next 10, 20, 30 years, bro, it's like
the cell phone number I have now, still to this day, is from my flip phone. From my Nokia brick. You know what I'm saying? Like I've had the same bro. I've had the same number since I was in sixth grade, bro.
Me too.
I've had a long time.
Did you have a sidekick?
I didn't have a sidekick.
I wasn't that wavy
either,
bro.
Shout out to Trey Voorhees. Yeah. Trey Voorhees was the sidekick master. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think D-Mob had a few too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wasn't on the wave.
We used to steal them.
Yeah. We used to steal the razors. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Flipping gold razors and shit.
I had a razor too. They tried to bring those back.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
They're not tight.
Fucking dumb.
They're not tight.
You know what I'm saying? The iPhones have monopolized pretty much. I mean, a lot of people have Android?
I'm on an Android too.
Okay,
you know what I'm
why?
But I've been on both, man. To be honest, man, I think for me personally, my app usage and all that good stuff is way less interrupted on Android. I use, you know me, I'm a gambler, man. I've always got 2, 3, 4, 5 games going at a time, man. And I just feel like my phone, when I'm with the Android, it just keeps up a lot better.
Yeah, they say the best phone out right now is that Windows phone.
Yeah, I heard about that. You know what I'm saying? I got the little...
I'm about to switch over. I want to switch to... See, what I want to do is I want to have a phone that is like a satellite phone. That's my daily phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to have I still want to be active on social media, especially now with the podcast, like I have to.
Right.
But I don't want it in my pocket. So, you know, I'm always driving and stuff. So I'm thinking like I get like a little mini iPad or something that I can keep in my car that's just not attached to me at all times. But at the same time, I don't know, man.
You're balling, man. You can't say that. Someone just answer your social medias and stuff for you.
Oh, no, man. No. Soon come, my friend.
He's square, man.
soon come. I wish. That is my ultimate goal because I have a love-hate relationship with social media. You know, like over the past 12 years since Instagram came out, I've deleted my Instagram like 10 times.
I've tried to, man. Bro, I swear to God, it's an elusive thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't actually exist. Like, I can even go online.
They just disable it.
I can look up the instruction on how to delete and everything.
They won't let you. Because they know that you'll come back because you're a crack fiend.
Bro, I'm with you, bro. I hate it. You know what I'm saying? I hate it, bro. It's toxic as hell,
bro. It's so toxic. But you know, the internet is a great tool, but it's like one of those things that we don't know how to use it really yet. You know what I mean? So we also don't have the longevity in a sense of we don't know how it affects us over 100 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're 8 years into it, you know? So we don't know what it's doing to our brains, you know?
Yeah. 100 years from now, they'd be like, can you believe they were using the internet to cuss each other out? Like,
fucking dickheads, you know?
Sending dick pics and shit.
Like, what? Yeah, bro, for real though. That we, it's the wild, wild west, bro. Yeah. And anything goes on the fucking internet. And I think there needs to be regulation. I think there needs to be, especially like the amount that people are allowed to use it.
Right.
You know, but that'll never fucking happen because.
I mean, I think one day we'll get there, man. I mean, again, just like. Like you said, 50 years ago, you think somebody was like, "Hey, I think at one point we'll have a communication device that fits in our pocket, and we can, you know what I mean?" Like, you're like, "Nah,
I can call somebody across the world, and we can talk in real time."
You know what I'm saying? Think, bro,
with no liars.
A decade ago, we was paying for long distance calls. You know what I mean? Like, now everything's free.
Now
they just hook you on actually buying a service. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's weird how what we value is shifting. Like, you know, like we don't pay for a lot of shit now. We want everything free.
Yeah, gotta have it. You know what I'm saying?
But so that, what is that doing? Like, are we just becoming like so numb to everything that, you know, or is it just the boosters? Like, you know, we're available. We can get it for free if we wanted to. So the real companies got to make it free for us too. Because
I think what's happening, man. I think they're just they're softening us up, man, for Matrix 2.0. You know what I'm saying? Like we're already in a simulation, but I think we've gotten to a point where enough people are starting to like put their finger on it a little bit. And they're like, all right, man, it's time for phase two.
You think we're like in a Truman Show kind of situation?
Something like that, man.
Like somebody's watching?
Someone's always watching, man.
Aliens?
That's a theme on my tattoos, bro. I think I got like over 65 eyeballs on my body, all throughout. It's like, because someone's always watching, man.
Yeah,
always,
the eye in the sky, man.
Always watching, bro.
It's super creepy because now it's, when you think about it, like if you think about like tech, if you really thought like had an evil plan, you know, like how could I take over the world? You know, and the one step would be to infiltrate, you know, your enemy, go behind enemy's lines and see what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, they infiltrated us through our technology. They're in our pockets, bro. They're with us everywhere we go, you know?
Every day. And if you don't think your phone's listening to you, you're tripping. Check your ads,
watching
bro.
You.
Check your ads, bro.
Check your ads, bro.
And it's getting worse now because it's like, you know, you say some shit, I'm thinking about, you know, getting some dumbbells for the crib. Make sure you know you're getting dumbbell notifications, whatever. I'm getting text messages now, bro.
Yeah. I'm getting text messages
about shit that I was talking about. You know what I'm saying? That like I haven't been on no website or nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, check out this fucking grow your bicep pill in 6 days. It's like
invasion,
what?
Bro. It's invasion of privacy.
It's
bro.
Wild, bro.
But like, we signed up for it.
Yeah.
The fine print.
I ain't mad about it. I just aware.
You know, it's crazy because me and my friends, I've been having crazy conversations. You know, that probably shouldn't be having. You know what I'm saying? When you think, like, if I was to think, yo, somebody could be listening, bro, we gotta dead this conversation right now. So after the fact, I'd be thinking, like, oh, fuck. but you're right. You gotta be aware. But that's why I'm saying I don't, like, it's just too much. It's too weird for me yet because I don't know what is, like, so I'm trying to, like, I know. I have to. Like, I have to cut myself out of that, like, scenario.
For sure.
You know, where it's like, I don't want to feel like I'm being watched. Like, if somebody wants to watch me, they got to try real hard. You know what I mean? They got to really, like, satellite zoom in on my shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, how hard are they trying, though? You know what I mean? Like, that's not, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that was, like, that's always been a counter argument of my, he's my boss, man, but he's really one of my best friends, man. Shout out to Chris Martin. He's always like, I mean, bro, I could be doing whatever the hell I want to on my phone, and guess what? Like, none of it is important enough for them to be paying any attention to me.
Well, yeah.
And, like, I feel that, man, but, like, at the end of the day, bro, it ain't got nothing to do with that because, like, he's a smart dude, right? And he's got ambitions, and, you know, like, right now we got a nonprofit going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's called Advancement by Involvement, man. Right now we're really trying to work on putting together some community events and doing so, getting together, however
we can help, bro. Let me know.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We got some artists. Like right now, lined up, man. For once, everything kind of opens back up.
Yeah.
We're looking at trying to get like MERS and a couple of casts out here, man. Hopefully, you know, nothing.
Oh, like graffiti artists?
Graffiti, hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But then we also want to have some food vendors and stuff. Local food vendors come out, some food trucks, all that good stuff, man. It's more of like everybody be able to lean on everybody in the community, man. Okay, man, we'll just take it from there, bro. Right now, we're just, you know, securing some sponsors and getting some logos up on the website. Yeah.
If you need help with logos, bro, let me know. I made my shit. I make logos and shit. So
absolutely, man. I'm gonna need a non-monetary commitment, man, on the sponsorship. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, bro. You already know, so I got you, bro.
But yeah, man, his big thing, like I said, he's a smart, intelligent dude, and like he's, you know, messing with the city council and doing all sorts. Like, I can see someone like that who, like, the seeds start small, but, like, you have plans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
10 years from now, the bullshit gay joke that you said to someone, you know what I'm saying, like, that you weren't thinking. But I'm just saying, like, you weren't thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now, if someone were able to blow that, like, now all of a sudden it fucking matters, right? Yeah. So it's like, I think, like, people are very short-sighted, man, and you just, like, you just got to be aware of all that shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, I feel you, man. It's like Twitter, man. Like, people, like, getting
bro, you're getting canceled for some shit you said nine years ago. Bro, like.
And I really hope people don't. I really. Yo, that shit be stressing me out because I be on Twitter wilding, bro. And I go through my Twitter, like, and delete text messages or delete my tweets, like,
yeah,
at least every day. Because every day.
At least every day.
Because every day, bro, I just be saying some shit. And I'm like, yeah, that's some real shit. Or I'll be like, yo, this shit's funny. You know what I'm saying? Or it's most of the time, it's just like, yo, this shit is just funny to me. So,
right.
And it's so crazy. It's just a thought. You know what I mean? And I'm just putting it out there. But
I like shit like that. Yeah, though, but, man. Like, but that unfiltered, off the cuff, outlandish.
It's so offensive sometimes, the shit I be saying, you know? Like, because I don't, like, I just come from an era, like, for example, like, the F word, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I love gay people, bro. I have gay friends, you know?
Shout out to all the gay homies.
Yeah,
man.
I've been to gay clubs. I've had great times, like, you know what I mean? And I've never, like, you know, they've always shown respect to me and my sexuality.
Yeah, because it's like, that's a misconception, man.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, man, everybody cool, just trying to do their own thing, man. Like,
yeah, but
y'all got to stop tripping.
Stop tripping, you know? But, and you know, I just, I don't, when I feel like I'm, like, being overly aware of what I'm saying, I feel like a fucking, like, lame. Like, I'm like, why am I censoring myself this goes back to protecting people's feelings. Like,
right.
If you get offended by me saying, like, yo, that's gay. Like,
you're gonna be offended, bro.
You're gonna be offended, bro. If, like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is how I talk. You can click, you know, you click over, next channel. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time. I can't.
I think that's the key, though. Like, you just gotta stick to your guns, bro. Like, if that's what you said and that's how you felt, rock with it, man.
Yeah,
Trump.
Yeah.
He don't take nothing back.
He
don't take nothing. And that's one thing I can respect about the man, bro. It's like, he can say something so off the wall and wrong.
Never apologize for it.
And just grab his nuts. Like, I said it.
Yeah.
And what you're like,
yeah,
and
what?
You
gonna do? Yeah.
Like, you going to tune in next week?
Yeah, you going to write an article? Oh, yeah. Give me more fuel. Yeah.
Hey, man, all publicity is good publicity.
Yo, I cannot get over that white supremacist statement, bro.
The non-statement. What'd he say? He said, Proud Boys, he said, stand down and stand by. I was like, whoa.
I was like, yo, this fool is really
on another level
of savagery, bro.
I felt the ground shake when he said that shit. I was like, whoa.
I was like, yo.
But the funniest thing is, when he said it, I'm not going to lie, bro, what we were talking about earlier, that the whole IQ thing, bro, when he said it, bro, in the moment, I'm like, bro, that just went over, like, 70% of people's heads. Like, they didn't even catch that. And then, like, even before that, he was like, yeah, so can we, like, actually get you to denounce, you know, white supremacy? He's like, well, like, be more specific. He's like, oh, Proud Boy. And he was like, good.
Yeah.
That's the first thing he says, good. And he's like, pause. He's like, oh, my God, this dude's wild.
Yo, he's like...
He's wild,
but
man.
But, yeah, it's weird because you kind of got to respect it.
You got to respect it, bro. Like, at the end of the day, bro, like... With the racism part, whites prefer it, man. Hey, I got to respect it, man. I would much rather see the sun and know what I'm getting into than coming there, you're smiling on my face, but you're really spitting in my food and shit. It's like, damn.
True.
Very like,
true.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't like black people? Don't come to a black neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end of the day, just respect each other's space, really.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's funny because... we did not vote. This is part of the reason why I'm not voting, because we didn't vote Trump in office. The people didn't.
Right.
He lost the popular vote. We voted for Hillary. But the Electoral College came in and they did his thing. So that's why I'm still, like, that's really bothering me, the fact that the Electoral College even exists. And the fact that we didn't even really have Trump in there.
I think it exists for that reason, though. You know what I'm saying? And to keep it a buck, man, like, I think we would have been in for some shit, man, with Hillary, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, fuck, man, Hillary.
Maybe they looked out for us.
Man, I like, and it's hard to say, bro.
That's scary to think,
bro. I'm telling you, it's hard to say,
bro. They looked out
for us.
The powers that be were like, yo, she will bring World War III.
It's hard to say, bro, but like, she definitely sold them emails to China. So, I mean, I realize ain't no one talking about that shit no more, but it did happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, what were the emails? What was in the emails? It's not the Pizzagate shit, right?
No, it was national security. It was like location of like spies and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, like straight treason. Like hang that bitch by the neck. I don't know can I say that about the old first lady?
Fuck. She's not.
FBI coming.
Bro, for real. Don't be having them shut down my YouTube channel. Hey, I'm trying to get paid, man.
That's the clout right there. That's the clout right there. Like, man.
Oh man, but yes, it is a weird time though. But these last two elections, this election and the Hillary, it was the lesser of two evils. Then, you know,
that's what it always is, it right? Kinda, seems like it's like a good choice.
Well, Obama was a beacon of hope. He was a beacon of hope. He was like
that's because he talked that talk, bro.
He talked that talk, and he was definitely he had real leadership qualities.
Yeah, he's smooth, suavecito,
and you know his story and him. You know, being biracial, and I think that's like American because we're a melting pot. Like all these old white dudes, bro, these old conquerors that still have these conquistador mentalities.
These emperors,
bro, they gotta go, man.
Gotta go.
We need a panel. We need a panel. We don't need one person. We need a panel.
I dig that because I definitely also don't want some fucking WAP. Wet ass pussy faction running the country either, man. Oh, like, we gotta find a balance, bro. We gotta find a balance.
I thought
you
were talking about Italians for a second.
No.
Hey,
shout
I was
out
like,
to the,
damn.
Shout out to the Italians.
Like, that
homies.
Hurt my soul real quick.
Nah, not the guinea wops. Not the guinea wops.
People used to call me a wop, bro. I was like, damn.
Damn. Yeah. He's like, oh, now I know what black people
I didn't,
feel like.
For real. I was like, yo, that's the most disrespectful shit. But, what the fuck? Yeah, like last election was the lesser of two evils. This election is the lesser of two evils too. But Biden is just like I can't really bring myself to vote for Biden even if I wanted to because he's a creepo, bro. When he touches on the kids,
we didn't even touch on that, man. Up, man. If you think Pizzagate ain't real, man. Come on now.
But I'm sure you know how it played out. But
yeah.
But like.
Oh yeah.
Why? How did they get to the, like how did that get so far to a point where?
At the end of the day,
it just seemed like false information.
At the end of the day, man. Like I think what happens is they give you tidbits of truth and then a bunch of bullshit, man.
Yeah,
you get you wrapped
around.
So like if anything like that ever does come up, the first thing in your head you'll pop out. Oh no, that shit's bullshit. It's false. It's fake. They proved it. You know what I'm saying? But like.
Yeah.
Bro, like, those are allegations, like, you know, like, that, like, think about it, like, just randomly, like, the person you hate the most in your life, bro, you wouldn't be like, that nigga fucks little kid, you know what I mean? Like, that's not something that you just come up with, bro.
No,
like, that's something that's fucking happening to these kids, bro. Like, it's disgusting, bro. It's disgusting, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I can't speak on no specifics.
Up.
Yeah,
it's
I can't speak on any specifics,
like,
you know, like that, bro, but, like, you know, I work in a hiring environment in my job and shit, man, and, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of that shit that comes up in background check, bro. A lot.
Oh, for real?
Bro, a lot. Bro, it's crazy. Like,
why? Man. Why? How are these people out?
Bro,
it's like, crazy. What the fuck is like the? You know, did you see they released like however many like sexual offenders?
Because of COVID and shit. I'm like, bro, what the hell's COVID got to do with this nigga touching little boys, dog? Like, at what point did we start fucking putting his safety and his concerns first after what he done fucking did?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
like. Let the thief out, or let the dude with fucking like an assault charge out or something.
Yeah.
Like, not saying that I condone that, but like, you know, like touching kids and doing all that shit is
right.
That's
like, if we're gonna put a list together and order
like,
who we're
worse?
Gonna let out, like,
what's worse?
Like, there's no way they're at the fucking top of the list, bro. Like, there's no way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
but they also the California. They it's funny it's happening in California too. That they like lowered the punishment. For that, you see that too?
Yeah, bro. Because like, they're slowly just trying to make that shit acceptable, bro.
Normalizing, which
is weird, because like, you know, you look back in history, and it's like it's almost always has been until recently. You know what I mean? But like, that's a part of like, I think the human evolution is like, okay, hey, we indulged in this shit for a long time.
Yeah,
it's probably not right. Let's move forward. You know what I mean?
But people
are stuck in their ways.
They're stuck in their ways, but. You see these grown people identifying as kids?
That's what I'm saying. Why?
And trying to make it okay to have
Why?
Oh,
why? Yeah, not so they can go hop on the fucking swing set.
Yo, you're fucking yo, yo. If you're sick, you need help.
You need, hey.
But like, hey. Yo, I read something that these people are trying to like make their own like.
Bro, they got part of land. Bro, they like, got, bro, they got pages on Instagram and all that shit, bro. Oh, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like,
doesn't it make happening. You all this weird shit? Doesn't it make you just want to like move to South America and just? You know, buy like 10 acres. And so
I've been heavily looking into moving, bro, here recently, man.
To where?
First spot I was really looking at is Texas. Thinking about going out to Texas, man. But to be honest,
Texas
bro.
Texas seems cool.
Yeah, to be honest, though, like you said, man, going abroad somewhere and just like immerse myself in another culture, man, like that really sounds like the move.
Sounds like the move, like 3 months, maybe. Six months, a year,
like
maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Like I said, I might get somewhere and be there for 3 months and bro. Hear about another place. Like, well, fuck it, let's
go.
You know?
Now you're a gypsy and shit. Yo, fucking, one of my old managers, he went to do like a 2 week vacation or something in Costa Rica.
Never right? came back,
bro. Next thing you know, he got a wife.
That nigga
there.
Speaks Spanish.
Speaks Spanish. He's white as a ghost, bro. And he's posting pictures like with his new wife and shit.
I feel like a lot of other places, man, life is a lot more simple. And what I mean by that is like the pursuit is different.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, a real pursuit of happiness, not materials and big houses and all
again,
that.
Because again, man, this American rat race, you get at the end of it all. Yeah, and it's like, man, hopefully somebody could tell my story so someone else remembers it because I didn't even enjoy it. You know what I mean? Everybody just wants their story heard. I don't know why. Like, unless you know about me,
it's
the
validation.
Better.
It's validation. I think social media and our obsession with it taps into. It's like you walk in, you know, from a long day at work, and your family's sitting there, and you just walk in the house, and nobody says nothing to you. Yeah. You're gonna be like,
I think we talked about that.
Yeah, you're gonna be like super fucking like disrespected. Like, hello, I'm here. Like, you can say hi. But those highs are equivalent to like likes and views now. Yeah. To where it's like, okay, let me just go in on the internet and post a picture of myself, and if people like it, it's like validation, and that's dopamine that releases because people know I'm alive, and you know, so.
Yeah, and it's crazy too, cause like we're getting at a point too, man, where like the females are getting real smart with that shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, regardless of how you feel about it, bro, like. The females they've caught up to men when it comes to like leaving emotion out of that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like, I feel like they've like leapfrogged this man because they found a way to like capitalize this shit, get paid. You know what I'm saying? And advance their station in life with no, you know, like no connection. No, you know what I'm saying? Like they can just boot scoop, keep it moving, and it's nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. It's weird. Like, you're not even in a bad way, but like, it's just different times, bro. Like.
It is.
Man, like, if you ain't seen your girl's fans only page, is she your girl? Because she got one. you know what I'm saying? Like, she got one, bro. Yeah. Like,
if you got a girl and you wanted to marry her and she was the one, would you let her?
Bro,
people would probably get offended by me asking the question, would you let her?
I'm gonna let you off the hook there a little bit, bro. At the end of the day, bro, like, you know, any woman that I'm involved with, bro, I trust that woman.
Yeah.
Completely.
But I'm talking about the one.
Yeah, the one. Like I said, if she couldn't be one if I didn't trust her completely. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, bro, I've learned through my tenuous years, you know what I'm saying? Like, that you can't tell a woman anything, bro.
Yeah.
I swear to God, bro, like, y'all need to work
on
that, man.
Not American women.
You can't tell a woman anything, bro. The best piece of advice I can give you, man, is like, you gotta start guiding a motherfucker in a direction that you're comfortable with or that you're trying to get him to go, and you gotta like plant a seed and make it feel like it's their idea, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not, you know what I mean? Like, your woman asks you what you want to eat. Mm-hmm. You know you're gonna give her 3 suggestions. She's gonna say no to all 3.
Yeah.
So don't suggest shit that you want to eat, bro. Suggest shit you don't want to eat, so just say no to that shit. I mean, you dig what I'm saying? Like, you gotta work smarter and not harder. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel you.
Because like, women got so many options these days. I mean, men do too. You know what I'm saying? But like, women are starting to realize that they got mad options and like,
power.
The moment that you're not treating her the way she want to be treated, it's 20 other niggas that'll try. They might, not do it well either, but they'll try.
Yeah.
And then now they're so financially independent that it don't matter. They could just keep. Finding the next one until dusty because they're not there for you to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's so funny, dog. Because these girls will be on the internet.
It's crazy, bro. I had a girl tell me today. She's like, "Keep it a buck." She's like, "You know, fuck. Let's be serious. Like, I don't keep a man around because of something I want from him. There's nothing that any man could ever do for me that I can't do for myself, other than fuck."
Yeah.
And she was like, "And like, don't get me wrong. There's emotions." But like, honestly, like, if it was just a You know what I mean? Like, so, like, if you know, if you're lacking, man, it's that's that.
Yeah, you down 10 points already.
Yeah, she'd be gone.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, girls with the internet and, you know, just, it's just, and they, young girls, these girls gonna get mad at me, but they hide.
Hey, shout out to all the girls on the internet getting that paper, man. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. Love y'all to death, man. Couldn't live without you.
You know, I'm not like, if you're getting paid posting nudes and all that shit, you're getting paid. Like, okay, I can't really, like, I'm not paying your bills, so I can't really have an opinion. But like, the girls that just do it, like, and then they just say, like, oh, this is empowering to show my body. Like, yeah. Bitch, shut up. Oh, I'm sorry. Not bitch, but respectfully. But like, yo, shut the fuck up already. Like, you just, you trying to lie. You just putting your ass out for, to, because right. you want, because you need some likes. And right. that picture of you in the office didn't get you a lot of attention. So now you got to take it up a notch, because now you're competing with these yeah. other girls. And, you know,
man.
Like, I've met a couple girls with like 100 followers, right? And their accounts on private. Bro, I never been so attracted to them, to those ones in my, bro. Those are like, that's yeah. like you up 10 points. Yeah. And I don't know why that is, you know?
I mean, to be honest, at the end of the day, as a man, you want your woman to be about you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't want her to be super accessible, and like, you also want to have that comfort
yeah, accessibility,
of like, when someone does mm-hmm. try to tap in, like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, and don't get me wrong, it's not that someone couldn't chip away at it and get in there, you know what I'm saying? But like, I can't have a nigga coming through first pass and getting into my girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's the case, like, well, whoa, like, what the fuck we really doing here, right? Like, so, like, yeah, I mean, I'm the same way, bro. Like, that's why I get into super long-term relationships, man, because, like, once, you know, if I commit to a person, I'm committed, you know what I mean? But, like, I expect that same level.
Yeah.
And we don't got to see each other every day. We don't got to be laid on top of each other, none of that shit. I want you to have your friends and your life and all that stuff, man. But, like, when it, like, I'm also not going to compete for your love and affection with some other cat. Because if that's the case, like, at any moment, man, like, do you.
Yeah.
Like,
you ever been cheated on?
To be honest, bro, like, not, like, I've never, like, caught a woman red-handed or, what, you know what I'm saying, like that. Ooh, but, I mean,
walking in on your girl getting fucked from the back or pounded.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, man.
I think I had a girl, like, make out with some dude at a party or some shit. Yeah. And someone hit me about it or whatever, but... Nah, nothing like, you know what? No, I take that back. One of my sweethearts from back in the day, she cheated on me. That shit was devastating as hell,
Wait,
too, bro.
Isn't that so like, funny?
It's crazy. Yeah. It had a click, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, as far as I know, the nigga didn't even fuck, you know what I'm saying? But it was still, like, it was devastating. Because it was, like, one of those, like, she went out with her homegirl for her birthday, for like her homegirl's birthday, and I was like, "Yeah, y'all do your thing. I'm gonna stay. You know, do girls' night."
Yeah.
And then
I wonder how much
sitting up waiting on her fucking ass to come home. Yeah, and next thing you know, she don't. Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah. See, I haven't really been in a lot of relationships, but I did get cheated on one time too.
Yeah.
And that shit, like you said, devastating.
Yeah, it stings.
I almost
man.
Got in a car accident afterwards because I was so mad.
Were you smashing?
I was smashing. I was swerving, hitting, bro, punching my fucking steering wheel, bro. I'll never forget it. I was up by Decatur 215, and I was just smashing, dog, through those back streets and pissed, bro. Like,
I feel you, though, because I did the same shit. Like, because, like, what happened was I stayed up all night waiting for us to come home. And then she wanted to hit me, like, late. Like, oh, I'm going to just crash my girl's house. I was like, fuck it. So, I was staying with her at the time, but I wanted to.
Oh, crash at your girl's house,
yeah,
huh?
But I left, right? So, I left. And then, like, she hit me, like, the next day, like, sniffling and shit. I could just, you know, you could just tell something wrong. She's like, you know. And then she told me the shit. And I'm just like, wait, what the fuck? Like, what
did
you just
say?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, man, bro, that's another thing, too, bro. It's like.
Oh, I respect the fuck out of her.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's another thing, too, bro. Like, I don't know if it's, like, just the bonds that I create with the women I deal with, man. But, like, I've always had, like, very upfront, honest conversations with my girls. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she told me. Like, I didn't have to beat it out of her nothing. She told me. And like you said, I hop in the car and immediately smash across town. Like, I pulled up to the house. And she's on some, like, she was like, I feel really, really bad. And, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, I'm like, we'll just break up. I'm done. And, like, I don't want to deal with it. And I'm at the door, like, nah, fuck that. Like, banging on the door, like, nah, you gonna talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, she finally let me in the door, and we talked, and it was, you know. At the end of the day, man, like, when you get cheated on and you're in a situation like that, man, it's only two moves to make, you know what I mean? It's like, either A, you move forward and do your thing, or B, like, if you really fuck with that person, and, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, and love is crazy, you know what I'm saying, like, you make that decision to take that person back. But if you make that decision, man, you can't be holding old shit over their head, bro. Because if not, bro, like, all you're doing is you've she ran it into this wall, and all you did was take her head out the wall and run it into another one. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's all you're doing, bro. You're not trying to fix shit. You're just trying to be right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that all that righteous shit, bro, that shit gets you nowhere in a relationship. Yeah. Fellas, it ain't about being right. It's never been about being right, and if you're still trying to be right, bro, you're fucking losing. I'm just telling you, bro. Like, you're fucking losing.
Yeah. There's, young people need relationship training. You feel me? Like, how to deal with your emotions and how to deal with certain scenarios. Like, you know, what's how to communicate. Like, we don't get none of that. We just learn what the fuck we see.
They don't even tell us how to fuck no more. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even get real. Like, that's just wild, bro. Like, I remember my dad tried to have the birds and the bees conversation with me, bro. And this was he used to keep us on the weekends, like every other weekend and shit. And and he was staying over there on in Eagle Trace, the apartments over there off of like Craig and
Lamb,
yeah. Yep. And but he was on the back end over there by like what's that, Nellis? Mm-hmm. Like when Nellis comes all the way down right there, mm-hmm. or Las Vegas Boulevard,
yeah. But across from the base,
across from the base,
yep.
Right there by, it used to be a Sonic over there, but now it's like a car dealership.
Is that Walmart still open?
I don't know.
I think that motherfucker got shut down because
probably. But yeah, I was staying with my pops, and I remember this shit. I'm playing college basketball like '98 on the fucking, might have even been before that. But I'm playing that shit on a PlayStation 1. He comes in the room. He's like, "Hey, I gotta talk to you about something real quick." I'm like, "All right." So I pause the game, and like it was weird because I kind of already been expecting it because I was at that age. I was like 14 or 13 or something like that. And like he was like, "Yeah, we need to talk about some shit." And he sat me down, and he's like, he looked me in the eye, and bro, he's like, "So." Birds and the bees, right? He's like, so the birds and the bees.
He titled it before he started.
And then this nigga got up, walked back into the living room, and never came back. And that was the extent of my sex talk, bro. Like,
that's weird.
That, bro, it was like he was so shook about the shit, he just couldn't come to He's just like, so, and he was like, all right, give me a minute. Yeah. And he just never came back.
See, I never really got one either. Never got one. You know,
and did he know, I had already smacked some shit at that point. So it was just like really awkward. Like.
Yeah, like, you're late, Dad. I had an older brother, so, you know, we had our little shit, but he ain't know nothing either. So, you know, but with my little brother, because my little brother's still in high school now. So when he got into high school, bro, I put him up on so much game, dog.
Like, oh, man.
It's a weird conversation to have with your family because it's like sex, like, you know what I'm saying?
So,
like,
so I got a sister, man, so you can only imagine.
It wasn't none of that going on.
It wasn't none of that shit.
But, like, we got to normalize that, you know?
Yeah. It's
for sure, because.
So like I had we got an older sister, like a stepsister, Stephanie, and shit.
You do?
Yeah, she
fuck?
Was. Yeah,
where the fuck she come from?
Bro, she's like the most mysterious woman on the planet, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like for real.
Yeah, yeah. Where's she live, in Kentucky or something?
Nah, fuck, dude. Where's she at now?
Whose daughter is it?
So she's not. It's not blood, man.
Oh,
like,
okay.
So
okay,
like
okay.
Her mom and my mom were best friends when they first moved to Vegas.
One of those things, yeah.
But like her mom was like. I'm not gonna say nothing bad about her mom because she looked after me a lot when I was a kid. But they had issues or whatever, mm-hmm. and she was still in high school when her mom put her out. So she came and lived with us, and she would watch me and my sister.
Mm.
And then
she's older.
So I'm gonna say she was like the first graduating class of Mojave. So I'm gonna say she's like maybe like 6 years, 7 years older than me. Something
she's
like
pushing 40 now.
She got to be. Man, I'm 30.
You're 30. You're 32.
Yeah, I just turned 32 in August, man.
Man, you look a hot 26, bro.
Man, appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man. You getting those chemical pills?
Nah, that's the single life, man. You know what I'm saying? The
stress free environment.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's funny.
That, and you know, I shaved the beard off too, so that I feel like I took the beard off, man. That shit takes like 5 years right there.
For real, I'm not taking my beard off.
I had to get one more shave in before it got cold, man. Cause like I went like 8 straight months with that shit on my face. And
I love my beard, but now I'm starting to like, man, it's so part of my identity now. It's like,
bro,
yo, if I shave my beard, bro, damn, I would get no play.
That's not true, bro.
Bro, I don't know, bro. Cause my
but you would have to take that hat off though.
I would have to take the hat off. Yeah. Cause I don't. What would I do with my mustache and have like the beard and the goatee?
Right there,
but
see, I had the goatee. I had to connect it. It's just not the look for me, man. I had to trim that. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's like a, it was weird. It's like a weird, like, either 90s, like, detective look, or it looks like a, or like a fucking chomo or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Because I got a thick mustache, too, but so sometimes I like to trim it thinner.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look right because it looks, then I'm looking like a real, like, painter
like a,
or
like
something.
Like a French.
Yeah. like a straight fruitcake out here. So I'm like, yeah.
You mean like a European drug dealer.
Bro, I can't do it. Now I'm stuck with it. My logo is my beard. I can't now.
I can't do it.
Like, I shouldn't do it, huh?
Nah, y'all, yeah, come on.
Because I've always been, when I first started growing it, I would be super, random. And I would wake up one day and I'd be like, man, shave it off. And it was before it was thick, and I'll just shave it off.
Yeah.
And then, but now it's like, I would have it long, but, man. And then, you know, like a couple years ago, like beards started to come into style, you know, and girls were like, oh my God, I love those beards.
The only reason I grew my beard out in the first place, like, don't get me wrong, I'm going to grow it out just because I'm like, I wouldn't manicure it though. I would just, cause you can see on my driver's license, bro, my shit just like, mountain man.
Yeah.
And then, like, I would shave it, and then I guess, like, the little stubble on my face and shit after I shaved, it would fuck her face up and shit. Yeah. She was like, I don't like that shit. Like, grow that shit out. So I just grew it out, and then after that, it just became like a thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you look young, though, for sure.
Man, I appreciate it, bro.
But you got that melanin, so, like, when I'm 32, God, yeah.
It's going to be rough sailing, bro.
I'm trying to,
but
like,
I'm going
to
be here for you.
I got to start doing the hot yoga, like you said. You know, keep my stress levels down.
You got to take your vitamins and shit.
For real, yeah. Stress be aging you the fuck out, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I try to. You do yoga?
Nah, I stretch, though.
Oh, stretching is the best, dog.
I got you, bro.
I stretch every night before I go to bed.
I got some hip and shoulder issues from playing sports and stuff, man. So I gotta stay on top of it, bro.
Yeah, man. So what else is going on, bro? So, when did you start this nonprofit, though?
Man. So we started. Well, we just got like our licensing and all that stuff probably about 3 months ago. Mm. So like it's still fairly new, man. But it's something we kind of had in the works for over the last year.
This is your coworker or your?
Yeah, my man, Chris Martin. Actually, Trey Voorhees, Stefan, he's a part of the nonprofit as well, man.
Okay, nice.
Obviously, with the COVID and everything it's
what's a good time to plan and get your shit together?
That's exactly what it was, man. It's a good time to get all the groundwork laid out and get all that stuff taken care of. And obviously, people are a lot easier to get a hold of right now because there's not a lot of stuff going on. Man.
Right,
so we've done a good job, man. I'm trying to get that Rough Rider logo on there, man.
Where are you trying to do it?
Where?
Yeah.
The first event we was looking at Sunset Park.
Oh, really?
Sunset Park. But I mean, it's really tentative, man. You know what I mean? Like, we plan on doing a bunch, so it don't really matter, man. But man.
I got a couple ideas. I got a couple places that might be cool.
We definitely gotta get together.
If you need, like I said, if you need any help, that's, you know what I'm saying. What inspired to do that?
To be honest, man, it's my boy Chris. It's like his child, man. It's his baby. It's like. Mm. I think, man, we both, all of us, man, but we both, we work real hard, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, we work a lot, man. I work 7 days a week.
You've been working for years, though.
Yeah, my man Chris, like, he runs, like, three different sites. He's on the road every other week. Like, he's got a lot of people depending on him, man. And, you know, this is something that he wanted to do for himself. It's something that he's, like, it's there's aspects to it that, like, really cater to his personality, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think, trying to find ways to stand on our own too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Without having to punch a clock.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, man, like, you know, my biggest reason for getting involved is just, you know, giving back to the community. You know what I mean? Like, when I was doing real well with the sports gambling and all that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I donated a lot of money, man.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah, man. I bought like four or five families Thanksgiving dinner and stuff like that. You know, people that couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Made sure. I think I took like I had like four or five families that we did Christmas for, went out and filled up their Christmas trees, got them Christmas trees, all that good stuff, man. Yeah, man. I go down there to the juvenile center, and you know, I speak to the kids down there.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, man. I try to explain to them, man. Like I was literally in your shoes, man. I've been in this building. You know what I mean? Like I know what the future feels like from here, man. Yeah. But it ain't got to be that. So
yeah,
I just try to do what I can, man. I feel like, you know, a lot of us spend a lot of time invested in ourselves, but you know, you gotta fill
yourself back up, man, and giving back and shit is like it just inspires you even more, bro. You know, it's tapping in with people and really helping people and affecting and influencing their life really makes you. I think that might be why your mom is such a like a beautiful soul, because she like has been doing it for so long, bro. And there's like a weird spiritual energy transfer reward, you know, from doing stuff like that. So that's dope.
For sure, man.
Man.
Like, yeah, man. I'm telling you, that it started at a young age. I'll never forget, bro. We used to go to Blockbuster. You know, shout out to Blockbuster.
R.I.P.
You know, it's crazy. They got one left.
Yeah, in Oregon or something.
It's
right?
Like a, it's, but it's an Airbnb. You can like rent that.
Yeah, like in Portland or something.
That's weird. But yeah, we used to go and, you know, $5 video game, $5 movie. So my sister would always get a movie. I'd get a game, man. And we used to always pull up, and it would be this homeless cat out front asking for money and shit, asking for money and shit. And I remember one day we pulled up, and my mom, she stopped the car. She's like, and she stopped me. I remember she looked me in my eyes. She's like, all right, and we can go inside, and you can get your game like you always do. It's like, or she's like, you can give this homeless man your money. And I sat there, and I thought about it for a minute, and I was like, well, damn. And I gave him the money, right? And, like, when I gave him the money, I'm sitting there like, okay, I gave it to him. But I thought, like, in my mind, I was like, my mom's still going to go in here and get me the game and everything be good, right? Well, she did. She did it. We went in.
She thought she was going to reward you. It was like a trick question.
Right, type shit. But, like, in that moment, I was doing it for the wrong reason, right? Like, I was doing it for the wrong reason. And when she followed through with the night, we went. And you know how, remember when you used to go and your little sister take forever to pick a movie out? So we was there for, like, an hour. Boom. I wind up not getting shit. So at first, I'm like, I'm pissed. Like, I'm leaving. Like, well, damn, like.
What about me?
I think I'm the only one in the scenario that came out in the end, right?
Yeah.
But then I got home, man, and, like, my mom explained to me, like, why that person was where they were at, you know what I'm saying, like, and why they were asking for money, because I think I also didn't understand that either. And, like, it clicked with me. It really made sense, and it made me feel better than, like, playing that video game with it.
Yeah, you know.
And I think it was, like, Wayne Gretzky 98 or some shit like that.
Yeah,
fuck that game, man. Like, I just put food in that dude's belly. You know what I mean? Like, it was like a weird.
Or you might have put some more crack in his face.
Hey,
you
know? To each his own. Like, even now, bro. Like, I get money to the homeless people, man.
Do you?
Like, fuck yeah,
oh,
man.
I'll stop doing that, bro.
I'll even let the homie know, like, bro, like.
If you want to go.
No, it's like, well, it's like this. It's like, I can give you a couple bucks, or like, I'm about to go in the store. Do you want a beer? Is that what you're? Because, like, bro. You're out here in the fucking streets, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
probably need a beer, man.
I would want one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would fucking want one, regardless of whose fault it is.
Yeah, like, what
shit.
Am I gonna do for you anyway? Yeah. I can't help you right now anyway. So,
So
I might as well make you worse.
Right. And by make you worse,
not worse, but
yeah, I mean, that's your decision.
I'm just
that's your decision.
You know, I stopped giving homeless people money, bro. I did, because I just felt like I was, like. Bro, you, like, I'm not helping you with this, with the money, you know? But yeah. I'll give them food and stuff. But you know that's illegal, give homeless people food?
Yeah, it's like feeding birds, man.
Yeah. No, they'll get sick. They'll get sick because their stomachs can't handle, like, what you give them sometimes. Like, if you give them something, you can only give them, like, a peanut butter and jelly. Or not even that, because they might have an allergy. Or, you know, you can only give them, like, a banana or some stupid shit. Like, if you give them some real food... Like, we used to have hella leftover food from the restaurant I used to work at.
I'd be hooking them up.
Yeah, but sometimes they take walking. Because my uncle's homeless, right? He's been homeless. Yeah, I know.
The fuck is your uncle homeless?
By choice. Not by choice. Yeah, I'm not going to say by choice. He's had his issues.
Yeah.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, man. Bring Roger back.
We didn't even introduce Roger. Yo, this is my homie, Roger. Roger, say what's up. So my uncle used to tell me that. My uncle used to say, like, yo, you can't do that because a lot of us die from that. Not that it's funny, but
it's kind of funny. Though.
It is, though, because you're trying to help somebody.
It makes sense. It's like, I ain't ate in 2 weeks, bro. This shit's gonna blow my stomach.
You just gave me some Panda Express, all that MSG and shit.
Bro, I probably couldn't even eat no Panda Express right now. That shit fucked my world.
I'm surprised
up. You're
not a vegan. I feel like you're headed that way.
Think so?
With your eyeball tattoos and your dreadlocks, you're definitely heading down that road.
I mean, I don't know, bro. I love steak, bro.
I love it, dog.
I love steak, bro. Like, that's one thing, man. Like, ever since we graduated from school and shit, and wrestling was done, I made that commitment, bro. I was like, I fucking never hold back what I'm trying to eat, like, ever again in my life, bro. That shit fucked me up, bro.
Yeah.
And
you've lost weight, though.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I mean, it kind of comes and goes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, shit. I think, like, when me and my girl split up last year, I was fucking heavy, bro. But it was like, I'm like 6 years in on a super comfortable situation, right? As soon as that shit was deaded down, bam, in the gym, or just like any other cat, you know what I'm saying? Boom, got it back right. And then it's like, got it back right, and now it's like, okay, I'm getting play. I'm talking to a couple different females, whatever's happening, and it's like, man, get comfortable again. Like, I don't got to go to the gym every day.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, that, why do we do that relationship way? Yo, do not get in a relationship with me and get that relationship way. It's the wrong time. Like, part of the reason, I spiked right there. Part of the reason why we're together, because you look good, baby. So don't throw that out the way. You'll be down 6 points in the first 2 months. Don't do that. Like, I love you still, but like, damn, you know?
I mean, once I got you, I got you. I remember what you look like.
So if you're fucking her, you're thinking of what she used to look like.
For sure.
Why not? Hey, ladies, how do you feel about that? That's crazy.
Would you rather me think about you how you used to look, or would you rather me be with your sister or your friend? You know what I'm saying? Like,
What do you think, Roger?
I don't think it's that horrible. Horrible, terrible.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Roger thinks it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, like, fuck, you gonna sit here and tell me that the woman's always thinking about me when I'm dicking her down? Nah. Yeah. She has her Brad Pitt fantasy and her whatever the fuck else she's thinking about. Hey, but if you're thinking about that nigga is keeping this shit as wet as it is while I'm in it, keep thinking about that nigga, please. It's just fire.
He's not here.
I'm doing the work, so. Hey.
Oh, man.
But yeah, you know, we could all dream, right?
Fuck. Yeah, man. I fucking, what was I about to say? Oh, I was about to thinking about other people and sexual, like, because I think about that, like, what I know as, like, a sexual human being. You know, like, yo, I was never taught how to, like, sex ed was the joke, you know? But, like, even further than sex ed, what's even more, like, important than sex ed is, like, controlling your sexual desires, your sexual urges, how to deal with those, understanding that it's normal, you know what I mean? Like, all those layers, you know, because we're such, like, sex runs the world, bro.
For sure.
You know what I mean? It runs our brains. We're always thinking about sex. It don't matter, like, yo, if it doesn't matter what a girl looks like, if a girl walked in right now, we're checking her out. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how old she is, how young, or 18 and over,
young,
obviously.
Young
matters. But it,
she,
like,
walked in this bitch looking 70. She got a little trunk.
She got a little booty, but it's like, you know, it's like, we're looking.
And
so it's like, yo, we're not taught, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just so weird, bro. Like,
like you said, it's weird that for something that we're not taught to be so central in our lives, like, it is kind of wild. But, like, that, again, like, I think that makes the same thing with politics. Like, you're not taught politics and how that shit works, man. You kind of have to piece it together as you're getting older and growing. Like, even still, to this day, you're still piecing it together. You know what I mean? Like,
with no formal training.
Yeah.
And on top of that, trying to keep your head above and not be homeless type shit. You know what I'm saying? Not to fucking try to keep a job.
Some people, it's a choice, like you said. Fuck it.
What, being homeless?
Shout out to Aunt,
man. he's had his rough problems. But you know what? A lot of homeless people. How long are we at, bro?
126.
Damn. An hour and 30 minutes already? Damn, Daniel. Okay, so look. So last topic, and then we'll get up out of here. How do you think, as a society, we fix the homeless problem?
Stop giving losers fucking medals. Straight up, man. I mean, I think we're softening the blow at such a young age, man, that people don't ever think they could fail.
Okay, true.
You can get all the way through high school, homie, without ever lifting a finger, bro. It's a fucking joke. Especially out here, it's a joke.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you think about finishing high school and shit, you accomplish something. For a lot of fucking people, that'll be the last thing they actually ever accomplish.
You know what I mean?
After that, they go to a job and don't ever particularly do very well at that job. They just, you know what I mean? A lot of people just fucking float, dude.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm like, well, what about the people, like, mentally?
Bro, I think just like the same thing with our veterans, man, we got to do a better job of taking care of our fucking people, bro. If we're going to run this place like a fucking business, man, let's see some of these dollars, man.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, I done seen them fix the same damn roads here in Las Vegas for the past 25 years, bro, for them to still not be fixed.
For real, bro. What the fuck going on?
What the fuck, man? Like, you mean to tell me we can't break up?
Building all these new roads and we haven't even...
We can't even get a homeless man a burger, man, because it might kill him and shit.
Do you think... True, bro. It's crazy. But, you know, you see those homeless people walking around, and they're obviously unstable. And they obviously need help.
They need help, bro.
And how do we help them and put them in an environment where it's conducive and they can at least be clean? And, you know, because because, you know, I hate to say it, but, like, as a functioning, I guess you can say normal functioning member of society, I don't want to go downtown and have, like, somebody just looking like, what was that movie with Brendan Fraser when he was the caveman and he got, like, he was frozen and then the little kid came out of his little ice age rock and he was like looking all, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't want to see that. You know what I mean? I don't want it, like, around me type shit. Cause it's,
I ain't
like,
trying to walk past a nigga that smell like the county jail and shit.
Come on, bro. Like, what? How do we? And it's bad. Like, people are pitching, like, in L.A., it's really bad. But out here, it's getting bad, bro. It's getting, as population grows, it's part of society. I get it. But how? But we can't accept it as normal because it's just not, like,
so I think
they're shitting themselves and all this other shit. You know what I mean?
So I think one of the reasons why we're in the position we're in now is I think a lot of this shit that leads to, you know, a lot of the mental disorders and shit that leads to people being on the streets and where they're at now, a lot of that shit was misdiagnosed coming up when they were kids. Like, I feel like, I mean, like, at this point now, we almost have too many labels for shit and everything is something, you know what I'm saying? But I think at least if you're taking that approach, everything gets identified, you know what I mean? Because, like, someone who's 45 years old and has been dealing with this shit their whole life, but they've been on the street the last 20 years, bro, I don't think there's anything you can do for that person.
Yeah.
I really don't. You know what I mean? But, like, I also don't, like, I don't want to sit here and say I'm a fucking doctor, so, like, I don't know the extent of what these meds can do for these people. And, you know what I mean? But, like, at the end of the day, I think that we just need to do a better job sooner.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's not just, sometimes people are just mentally unstable and they, like, you can't really help them and cure them from that. But at least, like, why, like, I don't want to see them on the street where they're a harm to themselves because they don't know what's going on. They don't know how to function. Like, they have social problems or whatever the case is. Like they're dirty. They're not showering. They're, you know, like I said, they're going to the bathroom on themselves and just out on the street. Like, would it be a bad thing to like have a place like maybe like by the Speedway and have them like a nice area where they can shower, you know, they're like, you know, drugs can't really get in and out, like they will obviously, but I'm saying like would that be like a moral dilemma for somebody to get a bus and like forcefully, but I'm saying like, yo, we have like a paradise for you. You don't have to pay taxes. You can do what you're doing now, but like you'll have, you know, you can be clean. You'll have access to showers. You'll have, you know, I don't know, bro. It's what I'm saying. It's just like,
it kind of sounds like the Gestapo picking up some Jews.
I know,
Jews,
bro,
shit.
But it's also like, yo, these people need help and they don't need to be on the street and they don't need to be like, you know what I mean? You can have your little homeless communities. Like in a place where, you know, you're not, it, you know what I mean? It's like there's too much in the real world that is a danger to people that have mental disabilities. You know,
for sure.
Like if a mental person, like if a mentally disabled person, not like that's homeless but still can function and knows they have to eat, and like if they're introduced to drugs, you know what I mean? Like they're gonna. You know, like if we can put them in a place where they're not going to be introduced to drugs like that, they're not going to. It's not like a. It's going to be governed, but it also sounds like a prison. That's what I'm saying. And it's like, but it's not a prison, bro. But like, I don't want to see homeless people pitching tents in the city. Like, I don't like. This is my city. I love it, and I feel for the homeless people, but and I want to help them. But what is the solution? Because we can't allow these homeless communities to run rampant like they are in L.A. and Seattle. It's like. Go to the woods and eat off the live off the land. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. But like the city is just, I don't know, bro.
There's got to be some sort of counseling effort and there's got to be some sort of job placement. Because I mean, what happens if you get someone all the way right?
Yeah.
But 2 weeks after getting all the way right, they still ain't found a job.
Yeah.
So they can't get a place. And even getting a job, you're still probably 2-3 months out from getting it. But like, what do you do in that meantime to bridge that gap to keep it from relapsing? You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a lot of factors to it, bro.
There's so many factors.
I mean, I think, to be honest, I think, like, a type of facility that you're talking about would be helpful, but it has to be – it can't be a – we're gonna grab a bus and go round some people up. Like, has, like, you have to consent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to consent to go. You know?
Yeah. But a lot of they wouldn't want to go.
But it's like old people with a retirement community, right? Like, most of them don't want to go either. But some of them probably need to be in there.
Oh man, yo, I delivered to old folks' homes.
Yeah. It's sad, right? It's I did too. There's one like north, like way north past the 215.
It smells sad. Like. Oh, it
always smells like someone farted in the hallway.
God,
damn.
This is like your final. This is your final destination.
This is it.
And there's just that energy's just there. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. The first time I ever went to an old folks home, it was in Cali, and I went to go meet like my great great uncle or some shit on my mom's side. It was the funniest shit ever. It's fucking.
It is funny from a young person's standpoint.
Motherfucker's fingers
like,
was like.
I don't want to be there.
That shit was crazy.
I don't want to be there when I'm old.
No. I'd be lucky to get that old, man. I abused the fuck out of my body. So.
Yeah, well, you know the body heals itself.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here, man. Fuck, and yo, time flies, right?
Yeah, you see that.
That's crazy.
The fight probably over now.
For real, dog. Yeah, we got to get up out of here. All right, peace out, Roger.
Peace out.
One love.
Hey, thanks, Sam. I appreciate you coming through, man.
I really appreciate you having me on, man.
No, for real.
Much love and success, bro.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate you tuning in
and
being on the show, and shout out to the family. And shout out to what's the new company called?
Advancement by Involvement.
Advancement by Involvement. Yeah.
Check us out. We got a website.
Thanks, bro. Yo, come back, man. Whenever. Doors always open.
Yeah. We went so hard. We're gonna have to do a round two for sure.
All right, bro. Damn, bro. I can't believe.